昨天晚上的课程一上完的时候，只有青年人跟我说 "You are good."
After last night's class, the youth were the only ones that told me "You are good."
我就知道完了。
And I knew I was in trouble.
因为没有家长说 "You are good."
Because there was no parent that told me that it was good.
因为昨天把家长骂得很厉害。
Because last night, we scorned the parents, drastically.
那家长们实在是很勇敢，不然你们应该今天拖到两点半再来。
And parents are very brave because if not, you would have dragged until 2 p.m. before arriving.
所以我只能够求神呢，安慰我们父母亲的心。
So I can only ask God to comfort the hearts of parents.
今天早上我们要一起用这45分钟，继续来学习一个题目，互相来分享主耶稣给我们的主权。
This morning, we would like to use these 45 minutes to learn together what is the authority that God has given us.
追溯到创世纪的时候，那时候神创造了人类。
Whenever we mention the book of Genesis, we know that God created humankind.
在那个时候，其实人还没有分别好跟不好的能力。
And during that time, human beings have not differentiated between good and evil abilities.
但是神就那个时候把一个很宝贵的事情、尊贵的事情给了我们人类，那就是让我们可以自由的选择。
However, God had already given us a very precious gift, which is free will.
自由的选择其实就是给了我们这个权利。
And free will means that we have been given an authority.
给了我们的权利之后，让我们可以去照我们所想的、所思考的去做一个判断、去做选择。
And this is an authority that permits us to act according to what our judgment tells us to do.
可是很奇妙的是，神又在我们的一生当中告诉我们说，他才是我们的主人。
However, what is very mysterious is that throughout our lifetime, God reminds us that He is our master.
他给了我们做主人的权利，但是又告诉我们他才是主人。
He has given us the authority to be a master, and at the same time, He reminds us that He is our master.
所以在这个关系当中，我们用一辈子、用一生的生命去重新的把主耶稣给我们这个宝贵尊贵的主权再还给神。
So within this relationship, we spend our lifetime to return this authority back to God.
如果我们一直在一生当中觉得我就是我自己的主人的话，那么我们其实还没有真正的要回到主耶稣的这个道路上面去。
If within our lifetime we still believe that we are the masters of our own lives, then that means that we have not returned to the road that leads back to God.
我相信我们更清楚，是因为我们看见婴儿的成长。
And the reason why we're very clear about this is when we see the growth of a child.
Baby 出生之后，他没有选择的权利。
When a baby is born, they do not have the free will.
他不会选择要吃什么。
Or they're unable to choose. They cannot choose what they will eat.
他也不会选择我今天要穿什么牌子的衣服。
They cannot choose what brand shirt they will wear.
他也不会选择我要住在哪一区比较好。
They cannot choose what is the best neighborhood to live in.
他没有选择的。
They do not have choices.
一切东西是父母给他的。
Everything is provided by their parents.
父母帮他做选择。
Their parents choose for them.
给他好东西吃。
Gives them delicious food to eat.
给他好衣服穿。
Give them nice clothing to wear.
给他住在可能比较好的环境。
And permits them to grow up in a better neighborhood.
因为我们有权利。
And that is because we have that authority.
我们是父母，所以我们给予他最好的东西。
Because we are their parents, we provide them with the best.
大家有观察到孩子大概到几岁的时候想要做自己的主人吗？
Have you observed at what age will children decide to be their own masters?
他从什么时候开始他要做他自己的选择，就是那个时候他要做他自己的主人。
When do they start making their own choices? That is when they start being their own masters.
专家告诉我们大概在12岁的时候。
Experts have told us that this happens at the age of 12.
但是这两年又下修了那个下限，大概到10岁左右。
However, within the last 2 years, there has been a change and has declined to the age of 10.
差不多十岁到十二岁，也就是我们知道的 grade 五吗？还是六？六年级之前那个左右，小孩子开始要选择做主人。
Therefore, that means that by the time they hit grade 5 to 6, children will decide to be their own masters.
我们就看见孩子的一生开始成长了。
And we can see how our children are growing up.
他争取自己的主权，做自己的人。
They decide and take this authority in their hands to be their own people.
他从一开始并不知道喜欢还是不喜欢，就得到一个父母亲，他用他的主权交给他的所有十年的岁月。
In the very beginning, whether they wanted it or not, they had already granted the first 10 years of their lives to their parents.
那之后，他开始要表现是他自己，他自己要成为掌管他生命的自己的人。
And from then on, they will show the choices that they want to make in regards to their future life.
开始表达他自己的看法，自己的意见。
They start to share what their opinions and perspectives are.
那这个时候开始，我们训练他的就是里面的东西咯。
And from this on, what we start training is the inner qualities.
那我们想一想我们自己。
So let us think of ourselves.
我们今天可以到今天的年纪，四十五十六十岁。
For us to be 45, 50, or 60 years old today.
我们是不是也在管理自己的生命呢？
Are we also being the ones who decides what happens in our lives?
我们是不是也在做自己的主人呢？
Are we the ones who are our own masters?
是的。
Yes.
但是同时间，我们又在我们人生岁月当中遇见了耶稣。
However, at the same time, throughout our life, we met Jesus Christ.
从此，我们就踏上了很挣扎的一个人生路。
And from then on, we have stepped into a very complex road of life.
在那个挣扎 struggling 当中，我们不断的想要是我的意思呢，还是主的意思呢？
And within this struggle, we start to decide whether it is my will or God's will.
现在孩子也是这样。
Children are the same.
圣经上教我们，我们跟孩子其实是站在同一个船上的。
The Bible tells us that we and our children are in the same boat.
昨天我们说，神给了我们，神也给了孩子。
Last night we mentioned that God has given us and God has also given our children.
我们跟我们的孩子其实在神的眼前都是神的儿女。
Ourselves and our children, we are all children of God.
可是现在我们有一个特别的责任。
However, now we have a very special responsibility.
就是神把他的主权暂时的交给了我们。
Which is that God has temporarily provided us His authority.
他让我们代替他，在孩子的生命的一段路上，代替神来执行神的主权。
He has permitted us to represent God and His authority during a short period of time.
只有透过这样的方式，让孩子透过我们看见了神。
And it is only through us that children will be able to see God.
孩子大概几岁的时候，我们觉得我们可以教他，他会听呢？
What age do you think that children are when we are still able to discipline them?
圣经上有教我们，许多父母都会背，就是说，要管教我们的孩子，那么他到老不会偏离，记得吗？
There's a Bible verse that says that we are to discipline our child so that even when they grow old, they will not stray from the road.
那你知道他教养孩童的那个孩童大概是几岁呢？
Do you know what age that word child means?
从以色列人的历史来看，以色列人看孩童是十二岁以下。
From the Israelite history, we can see that the word child is placed on those who are 12 years or younger.
所以我们要去想，他当说教养孩童使他走当行的道的时候，他教养其实是有一个时间性的。
So when it is talking about how you should teach or train a child, we can see that this training and teaching is within a time limit.
我们也不要想到以色列人这么远的东西，我们想一想我们家里自己的孩子。
Let us not think something as far as this Israelite nation. Let's think about our own children.
你觉得你真正可以当父母？所谓当父母，就是你说话他要听啊。你真正可以当父母，可以当到他几岁？
Up to what age are you able to be a parent? And when I mention the word parent, that means that when you say something, they'll do it.
有没有想过？
Have you thought of this?
还是你当你的孩子？永远都是我的孩子，八十岁还是我的孩子？
Or do you believe that even when your child is 80 years old, they will always be your child?
那个是关系上没有改变，那是身份上没有改变，他还是你的孩子。
That shows how the relationship and the identity has not changed. Certainly, they are still your children.
那我们现在说管教，也就是教养你的孩子，你说话他要听，他大概到几岁的时候？
However, when I'm mentioning how to educate your child, up to what age do you believe that they're still educatable?
我看孩子如果在 加拿大这边长大，北美洲哦，我看大概也是十岁、十一岁。
I think that the children that grow up in Canada and North America, they're still teachable up to the age of 10 to 10.
你可以试试看跟你家里13、14、15左右的孩子说话。
You can try this out in your house. Try to speak with a child who's 13, 14, or 15.
最好的情况就是他不理你而已。
Under the best circumstances, they will just ignore you.
就是你说话，他没有说话。
That means that you speak and they do not answer.
可是我们不知道他心中想什么。
However, we do not know what they are thinking in their hearts.
可是在更早以前呢，大概十一、十二的时候，你最多大概到这个年，他的这个年纪的时候，你可以成为他的父母亲到这个年纪而已。
However, up to the age of 10, 11, or even 12, you are still able to be their parent.
所以我们今天整个下午到晚上的课程，我们要来练习我们怎么样咽下这一口气。
So starting from this afternoon all the way to the evening, we will learn how to
吞下去。
How to swallow it up.
就是说你说话他不听了。
That means that you speak but they no longer listen.
你怎么吞下这一口气？
How are you to accept or just be patient?
所以呢，我们要练习，要练习的。
So we are to practice. You need to practice.
所以我们现在知道说，神他没有忽略我们这个做父母亲的这个伟大跟我们的爱。
So we know that God has not neglected how grand and how loving it is to be a parent.
可是他同样也要我们学习说，我们也是他的儿女。
However, at the same time, he hopes that we can learn that we are also his children.
天上的阿爸也在教我们。
Heavenly Father is also teaching us.
我们到几岁开始的时候不听阿爸的话？
Up to what age do we also stop listening to our Heavenly Father's word?
所以它是一个奇妙的关系。
So we can see that this is a very mysterious relationship.
就是我也在学，我们父母也在学。
That means that I am learning and my parents are also learning.
我们同时让孩子要学我们的东西。
And at the same time, we hope that our children will learn what we are learning.
然后孩子还要学主耶稣的东西。
And our children are also to learn the teachings of Jesus Christ.
孩子的眼睛看见我们，透过我们看见了耶稣。
Our children are able to see Jesus Christ through us.
所以如果说圣经告诉我们教养我们的孩童，大概到十二岁的时候，我们可以成为他的父母的话。
So if the Bible mentions that we are to educate our children, and this child will be up to the age of 12.
老师们、父母们，我们就要把握时间，在你的班上、在你的家庭里面，孩子还没有过十二岁的时候，真正做他的父母。
Then, dear parents, dear teachers, before your child crosses over the age of 12, we are to truly be their parents and educators.
13 岁，他13岁的那一年，请不要再说话了。
Because when they turn 13, please stop speaking.
因为他的脑不一样了。
Because your brain has changed.
那个时候脑发展出来的东西，跟他在12年以前的东西的脑是不一样的了。
Because the way in which the brain develops after the age of 12 is quite different from before the age of 12.
所以我们要学。
So we are to learn.
我们一起学一学今天这个世代的孩子，他们的脑到底跟我们有什么不一样的地方。
Let us figure out together how different is a child's brain of the modern days and ourselves.
我们能够做的也就是这么多。
Because this is all that we can do.
好了，所以现在我们要看重的是孩子12岁之前的这个当父母责任的这个教养的上面。
So now we're going to put greater emphasis on the education the child's to receive before the age of 12.
爸爸妈妈，现在我们看见我们的孩子在十二岁之前，我们有没有真正成为他的父母？
Fathers, mothers, let us figure out whether we have truly been their parents to our children before the age of 12.
如果我们刚好把那个顺序弄颠倒了。
And if we have messed up the order.
也就是说，在孩子十二岁之前，我们觉得，哎呀，他是孩子，什么都不懂，咕叽咕叽咕叽。
If we believe that our child before the age of 12 do not understand anything and we just let them do whatever they want.
然后十二岁之后，嘿，我是你的父母，注意听我讲。
And after the age of 12, we put our hands in our waist and say, "Hey, I am your parent. Listen to me."
那就是刚好把顺序弄颠倒。
Then that means that the order has been messed up.
那个就是没有走在圣经上。
That means that we are not walking according to the Bible.
所以孩子第一次告诉我们说， "Hey, 我要走我自己的路的时候是十八岁的时候。
So the moment that our children tell us I am going to walk my own road will be at the age of 18.
我们会看见他消失在教会。
And we will see how they disappear from our church.
我们会看见他不愿意回家。
We will see how they do not want to come back home.
十八岁的那一年，他第一次告诉我们，我们教十八年之后的结果是什么。
At the age of 18, it will be the first time that they tell us what is the fruits of teaching them for 18 years.
所以我们很着急，就在着急这件事情。
And that is why we're very anxious in regards to this.
因为我们把顺序如果弄颠倒的，后来就花很大的力气。
Because if the order has been put in an incorrect manner, we will need to spend double the energy to fix it.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's look at a verse.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
我们从创世纪来看见神怎么样交给父母这个主权。
Let's learn from Genesis how God has provided this authority to human beings.
因为你们昨天晚上被骂得很辛苦。
And it is because you were scorned greatly last night.
现在要给大家安慰。
So today it's time for comfort.
你有主权。
You have authority.
你是最好的父母。
You are the best parent.
你有权利做你想做的事情。
You have the authority to do according to what you hope to do.
可是只能到十二岁。
However, this will only happen up to the age of 12.
创世纪第十八章第十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
创世纪十八章第十九节，这边呢，的这段记录，他说：“我眷顾他，这个我就是神，神眷顾亚伯拉罕。”
Verse 19 says, "For I have chosen him; this I is God."
对，他用中文用眷顾，其实从英文来说，是他选了，特别选了这个人，也就是选了这个父亲，选了亚伯拉罕。
So in English, it uses the word chose, which means that God chose Abraham.
所以神选了这个亚伯拉罕这位父亲呢，是为了叫他能够去指导他的孩子来遵守神的话。
So God chose Abraham, this parent, so that he would direct his children to keep the way of the Lord.
那这是神选他、眷顾他很重要的一个使命。
So this is a very important life mission, which is that God has chosen him.
他说是为了叫亚伯拉罕能够吩咐，那原来的意思就是用他去教跟指导他的孩子。
So that he will direct. Direct means to teach and to guide his children.
那这样子呢，神所说的应许就会成就在亚伯拉罕的家庭里面。
And in this way, the promise that the Lord has given him will be fulfilled.
所以我们就要去思考。
So we need to start pondering.
今天神选了我们。
Today, God has chosen us.
给了我们什么？
What has he given us?
他不是给我们健康工作而已。
He did not just give us health and work.
他有一个重要的工作，重要的责任交在我们的手上。
He has given us a very important responsibility.
是为了叫我们能够指导跟教导他的孩子。
Which is for us to direct and teach his children.
那这个孩子就是我们昨天说神给了我们的礼物。
And this child is the child that we mentioned last night, God's gift.
所以神给了我们一个很重要的权利，这个主权交在我们手上，要来指导我们的孩子。
So God has given us this authority so that we will direct our children.
从这个教导当中，让我们的孩子在十二岁之前看见我的背后还有一个主人。
And it is so that as you are directing him, they will be able to see that behind me there is a greater master.
他要透过我看见我后面的主人。
So that through me, they will be able to see the real master.
我们今天要去想的就是怎么样在家庭里面造成这样的视觉上的效果。
So today, we need to figure out what is it that we need to do in our homes so that this effect will come true.
不是我说了算数耶。
It is not that what counts is what I say.
是我的后面那个主人，孩子，你有看见吗？
It is, child, can you see the master who's behind me?
我今天没有办法，当我要教导你的时候，我没有办法，是因为我的主人叫我这样教你的。
Today, when I am teaching you, it is because my master has told me to teach you in this way.
哇，不然的话，爸爸妈妈，你想生气的时候就生气，想不跟他说话就不跟他说话。想丢东西就丢东西，啊！你后面那个主人有叫你这样做没
？Because if not, dads and moms, would it be that whenever you want to be upset, you get upset? Whenever you want to shout at them, you shout at them? Or whenever you want to ignore them, you ignore them? If that were to be so, do you think your master would want you to really do that?
他透过我看不见我后面有主人。
Because if that is so, then through me, my child would not be able to see the master behind.
他看见的是你眼前的这个人，他觉得，哈，原来当主人是这样的。
Because the only thing that they will see is what is standing in front of them, and they'll figure out so that it is what it's like to be a master.
Oh, 我有一天也要做这样子的主人。
One day, I will be a master just like you.
所以他就去了学校。
So they go to school.
他就去了教会。
They go to church.
他就长大了。
They grow up.
他做主人。
And they become masters.
他做什么主人？
What kind of master?
就是他曾经在十二岁之前他看见的东西。
They become the master that they have seen from the age before 12.
我不喜欢你。
I don't like you.
对，我可以怎么怎么怎么对付你。
And because I don't like you, I can do all of these things.
好了，哦咦哦咦哦咦，你又接到学校的电话。
And you hear the ambulance and also a phone call.
然后学校就叫你说，哎，你的孩子怎么怎么了。
And the school calls in and says your child has done this and that.
去啦。
And you go to school.
哇，脸变颜色，对不对？
And your face changes color.
又告诉他一次很重要的道理。
And once more, you teach him this great principle.
因为告诉他这样是不对，不可以的。
You tell them this is not right.
可是他在十二岁之前看到就是明明就是可以的啊。
However, before the age of 12, they had seen that that was just all right.
只要我不高兴，我就可以这样做啊。
As long as I am upset, I am to do what I feel like.
他没有看见我后面还有一个主人。
Because they had not seen the master who stands behind us.
所以神今天委托我们一个重要的工作，就是要我们代替他暂时的做主人。
So today, God has given us a very important responsibility, which is to teach our children.
神把我们当成一个拜托，当成一个管理的人。
So God has permitted us to become like a manager.
他把工作先安排好，在这十二年你要怎么教他做什么做什么，我的话是什么什么教好了。
God has already told us what are the directions, what is it that we are to do for the following 12 years.
然后就说好，你去执行。
And then he continues and says, you go and do as I say.
我把我的这个礼物，这个孩子交给你，你执行他十二年。
And I will provide you with this precious gift, my child, and you are to guide him for the next 12 years.
所以我们在神的面前要认清我们的角色。
So in front of God, we are to be aware of what our identity is.
我们大概，如果在工作上，我们大概有时候会有体会到说，当你的老板或是 supervisor 不在的时候，他请你暂时代替他两个礼拜，有没有？有没有经过？
At work, you may have experience that your boss may be out for 2 weeks, so he grants you the responsibility of taking care of things while he's gone.
所以你要执行的就是你要做决定，你要引导，你要在这两个礼拜做好你的工作，代替你的老板做这件事情。
So this is a time when you do things for your boss according to what he has directed.
那个就是把责任委托给你。
And that means that he has temporarily given you this responsibility.
那他告诉我们，在十二岁之前的孩子呢，委托给我们，让我们呢，让他看见啊，我的主人现在暂时叫我来教你了。
So for the next 12 years, what we are to do is to show the child that my master has put you in my hands to guide you for this time period.
那我们先把这个观念我们一起学习到。
So once we learn this principle,
我们从下午晚上我们来讨论实际的生活。
Then in the afternoon and in the evening, we will talk about real life.
可是如果我们没有看清楚自己的角色，我们在讨论实际生活的时候，我们觉得自己还是主人的。
However, if we are unable to learn this concept, then when we are discussing, we will still believe that we are the masters.
爸爸妈妈、老师们，你可知道今天的这个世代的孩子不太一样的地方，跟我们最大的东西是在哪里吗？
Parents, teachers, do you know what is the greatest difference between the children of this generation and ourselves?
就是他看见的东西。
It is what they see.
这个看见， 这个视觉上面看见的东西，它直接牵动大脑后面这一块的运作。
And in regards to this sense of seeing, there's a direct relation with how the brain works.
那他的这个脑，因为是是透过看见。
And the brain works according to what they see.
所以跟我们有很大的不同。
So that is very different from us.
我们的前一个时代，就是说我们这个年代的人呢，我们的眼睛的发展没有这一代的年轻人的眼睛发展这么好。
Because the previous generation, the development of our eyes is not as advanced as the children of today.
我们这一代发展比较好的，知道是什么吗？
Do you know what is the best developed thing of our generation?
是耳朵。
It's actually listening.
是听力。
It's the ability to hear.
非常好。
Which is great.
后面有人在说你坏话，你会听到。
The moment that you hear somebody say something bad about you, you can hear it.
很厉害。十个人讲话，你会听到有人在说你的坏话。
If there are 10 people talking at the same time, you're able to hear who is talking bad things about you.
这一代的孩子没有这个能力。
However, children of this generation have lost this ability.
你跟他讲半天。很大声哦，他好像没有听见。
You may be talking with him for the whole day, but it is as if he has not heard it.
脑不一样了。
The brain is different.
他们从婴儿时期开始看见的东西跟我们看见是不一样的。
Because the things that they had seen since their infants, it's different from what we see.
他们一开始出来看见这个世界的东西的颜色非常的多。
The colors that they see in this world vary greatly.
你们有 baby 的应该知道。
For those who have babies, you must know this.
他住什么房子？
What house do they live in?
他睡什么床？
Where do they sleep?
他床上还有东西会转。
There's still stuff on top of their beds when they're sleeping.
会变颜色。
That will change colors.
会闪亮亮。
That will shine.
眼睛一打开，有一只熊在那边。
The moment they open up their eyes, there's a big bear staring at them.
头一转，这边有一个娃娃。
The moment they turn their head, there's another doll.
转这边有 Hello Kitty。
And when they turn their head to the other side, there's a Hello Kitty.
他从 baby 的眼睛就一直受刺激。
So since they were babies, they were greatly stimulated through what they saw.
提早刺激。
They were stimulated prematurely.
你不能避免。
It is something that is inevitable.
现在更厉害的是科技进来了。
And something that's even more advanced is that we've got technology coming
in. 我现在最厉害的孩子是两岁会看 iPad.
My most gifted child is a child who is 2 years old and runs the iPad.
没有人教他这样滑哦。
Nobody taught him that he is to scroll.
他一拿到那个板子，他就会滑。
However, the moment that he touches an iPad, he knows how to work it.
脑不同了。
The brain is different.
所以他提早接受刺激。
So they are stimulated prematurely.
那我们那个年代呢？
And for those of our age,
我们看到牛
whenever we saw a cow,
黑色的
black,
我们看到的东西都是很浅的，不是黑就是白色的东西。
Everything that we saw was very superficial. It is either black or white.
你的爸爸妈妈以前那个年代也不会穿 Prada 给你看啊。
And your parents, the people of that generation, they would not wear Prada to show it to you.
那个一定是补过，也是黑的跟白的的东西啊。
It was usually clothing that had been patched up, so it was either black or white.
脑就变了。
So the brain changes.
发展到耳朵。
And now, the ears develop.
你妈妈在两公里以外叫你，你会听见。
When your mom shouts for your name from 2 kilometers away, you can clearly hear it.
她一说吃饭，你马上回去。
The moment she says,Time to eat, you run back home.
那就是我们不同的东西。
So that is the part where we are different.
所以现在我们要跟孩子说话。
So today, when we are to speak to our children,
我已经说了他的听力不好。
I have already mentioned they have horrible listening skills.
你要教他。
However, you are to teach them.
怎么教他？
How do you teach them?
Email 他比较快。
Email them, that'll be faster.
好，我们现在父母都是用 email 给孩子说，儿啊，女啊，今天做错一件事。
Nowadays, parents will email their children and tell them, Dear child, something wrong has happened.
12岁之后,
However, after the age of 12,
他把你 delete.
They will just delete your email.
所以整个你的信箱, 他, 你寄给他的信, 他不用看的。
So all the emails that you send to them, they do not even need to read it.
因为在12岁之前, 他没有听过你说话。
And it is because before the age of 12, they had not heard you speak.
我们太忙。
We are too busy.
这一代的父母亲非常的忙。
The parents of this generation are very busy.
所以我们用很多东西给他看见颜色。
So we use a lot of other things to show them color.
我们跟他在一起的时候时间不多。
Whenever we are with them, the time is very limited.
那因为他才十二岁之前，所以他还不会做自己的主人。
And before the age of 12, they are still unable to be their own masters.
所以我们给他穿什么，他就穿什么。
So whatever we give them to wear, they wear.
我们给他吃什么，他就吃什么。
Whatever we give them to eat, they eat.
可是我们提高了那个的程度。
However, we have brought up this standard.
专家告诉我们说，这些孩子，这个年代的孩子，心中最缺少的东西就是稳定感。
Experts have figured out that the thing that the children of this generation feel that they greatly lack is the sense of security.
他的稳定就是
stability.
对，他的那个定下来的东西，他现在缺这个。
Which means that they greatly lack the sense of stability.
就是他的根不稳，他没有一个 root 在下面。
That means that they're not rooted down. They do not have a strong foundation.
从圣经里面来看。
And from what we see in the Bible.
神一开始创造人的时候。
When God created human beings.
他在人的心中摆了一个永远的东西。
He put this eternity within the heart of human beings.
那个永远的东西进到人类里面之后，就一代一代一直传下来，这是本性。
And when eternity is within people's heart, it continues on to future generations.
可是这个世代给我们看见的东西全部是会变的。
However, the things that we see in this generation tells us that everything will change.
我们现在拿会变的东西一直的给我们孩子。
And we continue giving our children these things that change constantly.
所以这一代的孩子很辛苦。
So the children of this generation have a hard time.
所以专家就研究，看见他们的脑里面是没有稳定度的这个颜色。
So the experts figured out that within the children's brain, they do not have the color which shows that they have a sense of stability.
他们很容易就放弃自己。
It is very easy for them to just give up.
跟我们这一代是不一样的。
Which is very different from our generation.
我们再看圣经。
Let us continue reading the Bible.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
生命记里面呢，讲述了一段很重要的经文，在第六章里面，他告诉了我们怎么样教导我们的孩子。
Within the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us something that is very important in regards to how to teach our children.
生命记的第六章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 2.
他说这一段话是神吩咐所说的话。
These words are words said by God.
到第二节的地方说。
And from verse 2.
他说了这些是为了好叫我跟我的孩子一生敬畏神。
And it is so that you and your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God.
那么呢，敬畏神什么呢？能够守住神的诫命。
And what do we mean by fearing the Lord? It means to keep all his decrees and commands.
那他说，这就是我所吩咐你要做的事情，就是神吩咐我们要做的事情。
And this is what the Lord commands and directs us to do.
什么是吩咐呢？就是我们刚刚说过的，他委托了我们，他叫我们要做这件事情的。
What does it mean to direct or to teach? It means that he has given us this to do.
然后呢，他要我们达成一个目标。
And he wants us to fulfill a goal.
就好像老板哦，他现在把工作交代下来了，他也告诉你要达成什么预期的目标哦。
It is just like a boss who has told you you are to complete these objectives.
他说到了第六节的地方。
And in verse 6,
他叫我们要听，听神的话。
It tells us that we are to listen to the Lord's word.
他说今天要吩咐的事要记在心里头。
It's written here that I give you these things and you're to impress them in your heart.
然后要努力殷勤的练习去指导我们的孩子。
And you are to train yourself to direct your children.
好了，然后他就给了我们一些环境的场面。
And then it continues telling us about certain environments.
你看这个老板其实讲得蛮清楚的。
So you can see that this boss gives us clear directions.
他说你坐着。
It tells us you are whether you're sitting or walking.
他说或是你躺下或是你起床。
Whether you're lying down or when you're getting up.
他说要谈论啊。
You are to talk.
那现在你就要想谈论什么东西。
Now you're to figure out what are we supposed to talk about.
就是他前面告诉我们怎么样去敬畏神跟谨守他的诫命。
So the things that you're going to talk about is what we had previously mentioned, which is to teach your child to keep all God's decrees and commands.
神清清楚楚地告诉我们要做什么事。
The Lord has very clearly directed us and told us what we are to do.
在他十二岁之前要做的就是这个。
What you are supposed to do before a child turns 12 are these things.
那我们今天怎么做呢？
Today, how are we to do this?
神透过了我们，透过了你，父母亲，老师，怎么去完成这个任务呢？
How are we to complete this mission as parents and teachers?
他连环境的场面都告诉了我们，清清楚楚的。
The environment in which everything is to be done has been clearly said.
12岁之前，我们告诉他什么？
Before the age of 12, what do we tell them?
躺下，我们讲什么？
When they lie down, what do we say?
我们听什么？
What do we listen to?
我们在家摆什么给他看？
At home, what do we put to let them see?
放什么音乐？
What kind of music do we listen to?
我们给他学到什么？
What do we teach them?
好了，孩子就长大了。
And then our children grow up.
13岁之后，
After the age of 13,
他的脑开始要做自己的主人。
Their brain is teaching them to become their own masters.
跟我们一样，
Just like us.
他是一个正常人。
It is a very normal thing.
到13岁，他如果没有想过他要做自己的主人，你一定要小心找我。
If after the age of 13, they do not know how to be their own masters, then come and look for me.
有问题啊。
That would be a problem.
正常的孩子，12岁左右一定做主人。
A normal child, after the age of 12, they decide to be their own master.
啊，给他这件衣服穿，不要。
You give them this beautiful clothing, they say no.
差不多，现在已经九岁、八岁都已经有了。
However, nowadays, even at the age of 8 or 9, this already happens.
哎，我们今天吃好什么吗？不要。
Today, let's eat this, okay? No.
啊，开始做主人了。
They start being their own masters.
然后我们就开始要教训咯。
And now we got to start teaching them.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible say?
啊，开始讲。
And we start telling them.
13岁之后耳朵不好。
After the age of 13, as I had mentioned, their ears go bad.
你讲了半天好像唱歌没有用的。
You may be speaking to them all day long, but it is useless.
时间错过了。
You have missed out on that time period.
顺序颠倒了。
The order's messed up.
13岁之后，你忽然间想到我是你妈妈。
After the age of 13, you suddenly figure out I am your parent.
12岁之前不知道自己是妈妈。
However, before the age of 12, you did not know that you were their parents.
真的，我不是要骂你们。
Really, I'm not really scorning you.
12岁之前你们在做佣人。
It is that before the age of 12, you were actually servants.
做佣人啊。
Servants.
你有看过佣人吗？
Have you seen servants?
一直喂。
You just feed them like he did.
一直吐，不要吃。
And they continue vomiting it because they don't want it.
收。换这个。
And then you clean up and you would say, let me change it, let me give you this.
再换这个。
Oh, or let me change it to this.
比比看，买一件小衣服好漂亮，还有牌子的哦。比比看，哎呀，好看，哎，不好看，这件好看，哎，这样。
Are you shopping for clothing?
12岁之前你做他的佣人。
So before the age of 12, you're actually their servant.
忘记是他的妈妈。
You forgot that you were their parents.
13岁想起来了。
And at the age of 13, then you realize,
不准出去。
No, you cannot go out.
我是你妈妈。
I am your mom or dad.
我是你爸爸。
I am your dad.
我说 no 就是 no.
When I say no, you don't ask me again.
爸爸妈妈 no 只能说到12岁。
Moms and dads, you can only use the word no up to the age of 12.
12岁之后要换别的字了。
After the age of 12, you are to change your phrase to something else.
顺序颠倒了。
The order has been messed up.
孩子不听了。
Your children no longer listen.
哇，不干呢，都被交给神了。
And now that's all messed up, then you want to give it to God.
哎呦，主啊，我好苦啊。
And you say, Lord, my life is just full of suffering. It is so hard to teach them.
哎呦，我交给你了。
I'm just going to give them to you, okay?
哎，你如果有那个信心交给主也就算了。
And if you really have that faith to give it to God, well, then it'd be all right.
不是呢，交给主。
But no.
你为什么穿这样子？
But no, you give it to God and then you go, hey, why are you dressed up like this?
啊，你交给主，主就会叫他不要穿这样子就好了。
However, if you had really given him to God, then God would teach him not to dress in that way.
错过时间了。
The golden time has passed you by.
所以现在手上有抱 baby 的，假如啦，你们有看见的话，因为有时候没有出现，假如你们看见的话，提醒他们 ，Hello, 你现在是父母哦，只能做到12岁。
So for those who have babies, you are to kindly remind them you are their parents now up to the age of 12.
12岁之前你 no 就是 no.
So before the age of 12, if you say no, you are to stand by your ground.
12岁之前如果给他选择。
And if before the age of 12 you give them too many choices,
提早进入选择自主权,
if you let them in the stage of choosing beforehand,
谁做的? 就是我们自己做来的。
Who did it? We are the ones who did it.
你有看过吗?那种小孩子?啊?你问他吃这个好,还是吃那个好,还是吃那个好,诶?五岁你要问他吃日本餐、意大利餐还是泰国餐，你问这么多干什么？
Have you seen that there's some parents that will ask their five-year-old, what would you like to eat, Japanese, Italian, or French? Why are you asking them that much?
啊，他还不知道的时候你就开始问这些？
When they still do not know, you're already bombarding them with questions.
啊，七岁你就问他穿这个还是穿那个？
And at the age of 7, you ask them, would you like to wear this or that?
所以他18岁就变 Lady Gaga 了。
So at the age of 18, they turn into Lady Gaga.
因为他没有东西穿了。
Because there's nothing else to wear.
他就穿牛肉。
So they wear beef.
哎呀，你会吓到的。
You're gonna get really shocked.
你到那一天才要骂他。
And at that age, you want to even try to scorn them?
他耳朵不好。
Their ears are not functioning.
我们做来的。
And it is all because of us.
又伤了你们的心。
So once more I have hurt your feelings.
我们要讲圣经哈，安慰你们。
Well, let's come back to the Bible to comfort you.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哎呀，这一节好像又要教训你们。
This verse is going to lightly teach you guys a lesson.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
保罗哈。他先教第一节开始，保罗先教我们做孩子的要怎么孝敬父母。
Verse 1, Paul is teaching the children how we are to obey our parents.
可是呢，我们因为要跟父母亲讲话，所以我们要看第四节。
However, because we're speaking to parents right now, we are to jump to verse 4.
他说我们做父母的呢，就要不惹儿女的气。
It says, fathers, do not exasperate your children.
他说只要照着主的话来教导他们。
Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
我跟你说，圣经想的东西都非常的简单，非常的直接。你照着做 ，OK 啊。
And I tell you, the directions in the Bible are very straightforward. As long as you follow them, you'll be all right.
他说哈，照着主的话来养育他们，就是我们刚刚说的，怎么养育，在什么场面，十二岁之前做什么事情。
So this is the part that it tells us that how we are to train and instruct them before the age of 12 under what environment.
他说不要惹他的气，可见儿女会气。
It tells us here, do not exasperate your children. That means our children will feel exasperated.
所以圣经先告诉我们一个事实，就是会有情绪在里面。
So the Bible tells us a truth. There will be feelings within.
父母会气。
Because parents will get upset.
儿女会气。
Children will get upset.
那为什么他用这样子的东西教我们？
So why is it that it uses this to teach us?
孩子大概到十二岁之后，脑部开始改变，就是发展不同的东西。
A child's brain will change after the age of 12.
在那个时候，孩子的 anger 会开始进来，就是生气的事情， anger 会进来。
And by then, the anger section will kick in.
你现在不要想说啊，那个三岁的就蛮会生气，不是。
Do not mention, oh, that three-year-old also gets angry.
那个不是叫生气。
That's not really getting angry.
那个在反应。
That is just a reaction.
所以他反应出来的方式比较不一样。
It is just the way in which they react, which is quite different.
因为你注意看，十二岁以前的孩子哦，你怎么样教训他？就是你教错也好，教对，你怎么教训他？他第二天还是给你妈妈妈妈呢。
Because if you have seen any child that has been disciplined before the age of 12, regardless of how harsh it was, next day they love you still.
Yeah, 你叫他吃饭，他还是来吃饭。
You tell him to come and eat, and they will come and eat.
因为他里面发展就是我需要你。
And it is because within their brains they know that they need you.
所以他一看见你们两个的时候，他的心中那个稳定度就定下去。
So the moment that they see both of you, that sense of stability gets firmed down.
那是神给的恩典。
And that is a great blessing
from God. 因为神说在十二岁之前要教他。
Because God said that before the age of 12, you are to teach them.
所以他真的在十二岁之前的发展是没有 anger 这件事的。
So before the age of 12, they truly do not have this section of anger in their brains.
我说的 anger 就是说他会放在里面，再也不出来的那一种 anger.
And the anger that I'm talking about is the one that they will internalize and will not bring out again.
他气气气，他就跟你气气凹个大概 十二岁之前你们可能看的比我多，不太久的。
Before the age of 12, if they are angry, they will be angry for not too long.
他不会很久，因为他的里面发展不到那个地步。
And it is because they have not developed up to that section.
所以等到他过了十二之后，脑不一样。
However, after the age of 12, their brain is developing differently.
情绪的发展，完整的一个 package 进来。
So the full package of emotion kicks in.
哇，你随便讲一点点事情哦，都没有什么大事情，讲一点，他就那个毛就上来了。
You can just mention a very small thing, and they will just be ready to blow up.
哇，一直记得你。
And they will remember that.
记得他的同学。
They will remember their classmates.
记得他的老师。
They'll remember their teachers.
他那时候就开始记啊。
And that is when they start remembering.
那你知道 anger 这件事情在圣经上来说的话， anger 是开一个洞给谁进来啊？
And do you know that according to the Bible, anger brings a foothold to who?
今天最难做的就是这件事情。
Today, this is the most difficult thing to do.
那这样看下去这一排哦，通通都有 anger。
If you look down this whole row, they're all full of anger.
你看眼睛知道的。
You can look at their eyes.
他们等一下站起来就走了。
In a moment, they'll stand up and leave.
我现在都很怕他们。
I'm kind of afraid of them.
他们有 anger look 的，那个看起来是生气的。
You can always see it in their eyes. They've got that angry look.
大概这边也是有一些哦。
And on the left side, I see some too.
看得到的眼睛。
You can see it in their eyes.
那个怒的东西，怒啊，在里面的时候，你是开门给撒旦进来。
And that anger, it is an open door for Satan.
所以今天的孩子很难做。
So being a child today is quite difficult to be.
因为里面有人占据他的心。
And it is because there's already somebody else standing in their hearts.
那他的气从哪里来？
And where does this anger come from?
你们问问自己。
Ask yourselves.
怎么来的？
Where did it come from?
13岁之后，你就是跟他过不去，对不对？
After the age of 13, you simply cannot match.
为什么到那个时候过不去？
Why is it that there's this conflict?
因为12岁之前的那12年里面，没有跟他讲，我后面有一个主人。
And it is because before the age of 12, you had not told them that there is a greater master behind us.
所以他说，不要惹他们的气啊。
So it tells us to not exasperate your children.
因为他的脑还没有到18岁。
Because your brain has not reached the age of 18.
十八到二十的时候又不一样。
Between the age of 18 and 20, it is different.
他会看开了。
They will be able to let some things go.
很奇妙。
It is just very mysterious.
他十八年来所有的委屈，他就看开了。
For the last 18 years, any kind of frustrations,
他里面的 grief,
any grievances that they may have had, they let it go.
他就看开了。
They're just simply able to let them go.
会有那么一天的。
That day will come.
我们今天就是因为着急，因为我们看不见。
Today, it is because we're unable to see that we feel so anxious.
我们一直想要掌控在手里面。
So we're hoping that we can just control them within our hands.
从学校的选择。
From the choices of school.
考试的成绩。
The grades they get in their tests.
要嫁给谁，娶谁。
Whom they are to marry, whom
通通要掌控。
You want to control it all.
那是因为我们那个气没有咽下去。
And that is because that anger has not settled down.
意思是说，爸爸妈妈，我们自己这60年来，我们有东西要讨论了。
That means that for the last 60 years, parents, there are things that we got to simply talk about.
我们自己12岁之前所遭遇的事情，一直到今天，很多东西已经扭曲了。
The things that we met up before the age of 12 until today have been distorted.
所以你就会看到一代一代一直这样下去。
So you will see generation after generation following that path.
可是我说，爸妈妈，你们真的很好，你们把孩子带到这个自由的地方来。
However, as I had said, parents, you are really good because you have brought your children to this place of freedom.
所以我们就来学习。
So we are to learn together.
我们要一起来学，我们站在同一个船上。
We are to learn because we are all in the same boat.
千万千万不要叫我们的孩子滚出去。
Please never tell your child to get out of here.
那一句话出去的时候会伤他的心到底。
Because the moment that you tell them to get out of your house, that will traumatize them and hurt them.
你们所有的气下午来告诉我们。
All of your anger, please share it with us in the afternoon.
找对对的人去发展你的气。
Find the right person to share that anger.
永远留给孩子一个希望。
Always give your children hope.
因为他的人生比我们长。
And it is because your lifetime is longer than ours.
他的人生要遭遇什么事情，我们并不知道。
The things that our children will meet up in their lifetime, we do not know.
我们如果没有给他希望。
However, if we do not give them hope,
有一天在我们看不见的世界一个角落里面，他不愿意再活下去了。
One day, in a corner that we do not see, that child will choose to not live.
我们知道吗？
Do you know that?
我们能做什么吗?
What will you be able to do?
因为他回想起他的一生的时候，他觉得我是一个没有希望的人。
And it is because when they look back at their life, they will say, I am a hopeless person.
可是我们给了他最多最多的爱。
However, we had given them the most amount of love.
他竟然觉得他是没有希望的人。
However, somehow they feel that they are hopeless.
我有一个孩子。
I have a child.
他有一天他爬到高楼哦。
One day, he decided to go up a high building.
18岁
18.
要跳
He was 18 years old and he wanted to jump off the building.
他觉得他是一个不好的人
He felt that he was a bad person.
在那个最后的 moment.
And in that last minute,
他人已经坐在这个台子上
He was already sitting at the edge.
他跟我见证
And he testified to
他说,
me.
他说在那个时候我问说神有你吗
Right at that moment, he said, God,Do you even exist?
我这样子长到十八年，我是这样子被对待的。
I have lived for 18 years, and this is the way in which I was treated.
其实他生活很好。
But actually, he had a very good lifestyle.
他们就这样想，哎，不好。
However, somehow in their brains, they feel that it has been a bad life.
在那一刻，他觉得要 say bye bye 了。
Right at that moment, he was ready to say his farewells.
神有你吗？
God, do you even exist?
在那个时候
And right at that moment,
哎呦，他听到有我
He heard, I do exist.
他就看天空
And he looked up into heaven.
他看见星星
And he saw star.
他看见那个星星的时候，他感觉到神在那边
And when he saw that star, he felt in his heart that God truly existed.
神都没有说，哎，死小孩，你坐在这干嘛？没有
God did not say, you naughty child, why are you sitting at the edge of the building?
神啊那个爱啊，超过我们想象的。
So we can see that God's love surpasses anything we could imagine.
神好简单的一句话。
God simply gave that simple answer.
我们讲很多有没有？不讲，神不讲的。
We say a lot of things, but God only says some things.
有我。
I do exist.
听到那句话之后。
And the moment that he heard that.
醒过来啊。
He woke up.
哎，我怎么会坐在这？啊，有够危险
！And he asked himself, "Why am I sitting here? This is so dangerous."
用爬的呢
？So he crawled back out.
他怕掉下去耶
！Cause he was afraid he was going to really fall off the building.
爬下来。
So he crawled and he crawled off that edge.
Then 他见证。
And that is his testimony.
我们的孩子这一代的孩子，我们不知道他们的心在想什么了。
Our children, the children of this generation, we do not know what they think.
你给他吃，给他住，给他穿，你给他最好的东西，他觉得你对他不好。
You give them the best of the best. You cover all of their necessities. However, they feel that it is not good.
所以我们不懂。
So we do not understand.
我们不懂就学。
If we do not understand, let us learn.
我们有老板，我们有主人。
We have a big boss. We have a master.
主人把权力交给我们，我们要执行。
And this master has given us this authority, so we are to obey him.
不要失望。
Do not be disappointed.
来得及的，在十二岁之前做他的主人，主权交给你了，你要管理他。
For those before the age of 12, the master has given you this authority. You are to train them.
十二岁以上的。
For those who are 12 and on.
用祷告。
You are to pray.
因为我们错过了一些东西。
And it is because we have missed out on some things.
主知道的。
However, the Lord knows.
主知道我们没有这么棒的。
He knows that we are not so great.
他会帮助我们的。
He will help us.
我们要愿意。
We are to be willing.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
313首。
313.